Today is the second week of the year.
今天是今年的第二周。
And we are going to continue on studying the second section of this chapter 60 of the book of Isaiah.
我们要继续学习以赛亚书第六十章。
And today we are going to look at the five verses from verse 10 through 14.
今天念章节就是从第十章第十到第十到十四节。
So those who were here last week should be very easy to find where the scriptures are, and so as you find them, you will stand and in reading it in English with me, and then Jane in Chinese.
请大家翻到以赛亚书六十三，在双语的是九百二十三页。翻到的，请大家肃立，准备一块读经。
The Book of Isaiah, Chapter 60, Verse 10 through 14.
以赛亚书六十章第十到十四节，双语是九百二十三页。
So for those who have found in the scriptures, would you stand in honor of reading God's words?
请大家肃立，来共同读经。
Follow me in English. Foreigners will rebuild your walls, and their kings will serve you.Though in anger I struck you, in favor I will show you compassion. Your gate will always stand open, they will never be shut, day or night, so that men may bring you the wealth of the nations, their kings led in triumphal procession. For the nation or kingdom that will not serve you will perish, it will be utterly ruined. The glory of Lebanon will come to you, the pine, the fir, and the cypress together,to adorn the place of my sanctuary. And I will glorify the place of my feet. The sons of your oppressors will come bowing before you. All who despise you will bow down at your feet and will call you the city of the Lord, Zion of the Holy One of Israel.
请大家跟我一块念中文十到第十四节，十节。外邦人必建筑你的城墙，他们的王必服侍你。我曾发怒击打你，现在学施恩怜悯你，你的城门必时常开放，昼夜不关，使人把列国的财物带来归你，并将他们的君王牵引而来。哪一邦哪一国不侍奉你，就必灭亡，也不与全然荒废。黎巴嫩的荣耀，就是松树、杉树、槐杨树，都必一归荣你。我要修饰我圣所之地，我也要使我脚踏之处得荣耀。素来苦待你的，他的子孙都必屈身来救你；藐视你的，掉在你脚下跪拜。他们要称你为耶和华的城，为以色列圣者的锡安。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
请大家一块低头祈祷。
Lord God, I once again thank you for your precious word, the words that changes life of many.And now this same word is going to change me and change each one of us in this.Congregation.
主啊，感谢您，感谢您宝贵的话语。您的话语有极大的保力，您的大能改变了我们的生命，使您的话语是请您话语住在我们心中，改变我，也改变在座的所有人的心。
Lord, kingdoms comes and kingdoms goes, but your word stand.
神啊，王国衰灭，兴衰完胜，但是呢，您的王国是永恒的。
People come.People go, our lives can change.
人来人往，我们的心会改变。
But you are the everlasting Lord, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end.
但是您是从首至尾的，您是永恒的。
You are unchanged.
您绝不改变。
And Lord, we give you thanks for that promise of your precious word.
我们感谢您给我们深深的话语。
May you open our eyes and open our ears and look into these words that are from you.
让我们敞开心灵，听听您给我们的话语。
Clean our unclean lips and open our eyes and ears that are shut.
洁净我们的嘴唇，使我们的眼目明亮。
But open our hearts and open them unto you so we will receive your message freely today.
请您敞开我们的心怀，使我们迎接您的福音。
Give you thanks and praises in Jesus Christ's name.
我们怀着感恩，请基督奉基督的灵向您祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
请大家坐下。
Let me review a little bit of what we did last Sunday and also preview for the next Sunday when I will be preaching about the subjects of this chapter.
首先我们要复习一下上周讲的内容，再讲一下下一周可能讲的内容。
Once again, this chapter is about the great increase and the flourishing state of the Church of Christ by the conversion of the many atheist nations that was coming to him.
这里讲的是外邦人来到神的城殿里，重建神的墙。
And it's because of that accumulation and that gathering of all nations that have believers coming to Christ that have made this a perfect state of Church of Christ.
就因为万般人都来到这里，使这个地方变成了这个神的国度的一个完美的国度。
Of course, this subject is elaborated in the most probably splendid color under a very great variety of images, highly poetical.But they are designed to give a general idea about the glorious state of the Church of Christ in the last hours of this age.
虽然这里用的是比喻的手段，用的是非常辉煌的字眼，来表达了一个景象。这个景象就是我们的万般的人都来到神的国度，建立神的殿。
But that when the fullness of the Gentiles, of all the people, non-believing people,are coming together and for all of the Jews and Israelites that have already are chosen people yet they are been converted back to the life of Jesus Christ when all of this come together the fullness of the gospel is being fulfilled
外邦人都来到这里是虽然以色列是他们的选民那么以色列人和外邦人都共同来到神的面前来重建神的墙重建神的国
This chapter is one of the most glorious chapters in the entire Old Testament
就是在所有的旧约当中，这个章节是最辉煌的一个章节。
So keep your fingers on the verses that we opened just now, and let me review to you the last verse that we reviewed last time in our Sunday service was about verse 8. Who are these that fly along like clouds, like doves to their nests?
让我们复习一下上周讲的内容，这就是第八节那里说的，那些飞来如鹰，又如鸽子向窗户飞回的是谁呢？
There is a time when we see a great increase of people flooding to the cause of Christ, coming to know Him. There are so many that we don't have a word to describe it.
有时候我们看到很多人在归向基督，就像云像鸟一样在归向基督。这些景象是我们用语言难以表达的。
A congregation of all people from all nations coming together worship His name.
万般都到这个神的教堂来崇拜神。
Don't we see a glimpse of that vision even right here through TIBC?
我们通过我们的教会就可以看到那个意象的一个闪光。
You can easily identify 12 to 15 countries, here in this congregation.
在我们的教会里就很容易就找到来自12个国度的人。
Yet greater number are going to come and the greater variety of the culture backgrounds and greater population of people coming from all nations are yet to come to our midst.
那么更多的人更多的外邦更不同的文化背景的人都将会来到这里。
And that's the purpose of us trying to project a vision of what we call an international village. I don't have a proper word to describe a congregation like us.
这就是我们讲的国际村的这个景象我们现在没有恰当的字语来描绘这个景象
TIBC is not a word adequate enough to describe that vision that God has given us as a church
超超国际庆信会并不是个恰当的字语因为它不能够表达神在我们当中所要建立的这个意象的这个真正的这个景象
But that vision can be clearly seen if we will be just willing to see a perspective of what TIBC is today.
那么我们如果愿意看一下当今 TIBC 的景象是什么呢我们就可以看到那个意象
So let's look at verse 10 which is the first verse we're going to study and we're going to see that an international village meaning a ministry that God has given us will be built through TIBC
我们看到再看一下第十节通过这个我们就可以看到在神通过我们要建的国际村呢可以通过我们 TIBC 来建成
Foreigners will rebuild your walls
这时候外邦人必建筑你的城墙
The prophet Isaiah right here was talking about even those foreigners that should be subject to his authority because of the coming of Christ in verse 5 and some of the verses we studied last Sunday.
因为是外邦人必要臣服在基督的脚下，是因为呢，因为基督的再来，我们已经在上星期在四五节当中已经学到了。
In order to build Christ's temple, so that Prophet Isaiah says now that this labor, these foreigners, these people that are coming from far away are going to come here and bestow their labor to contribute to the building of his temple.
这里讲的是，就是所有的外邦人都要来到这里来，为了建筑这个神的殿、神的城墙的话，这些人、这些外邦人就将把他们的劳力、所有的一切都臣服、愿意的奉献给主。
In fact, it's not just foreigners. You and I, or many of us at one time, were foreigners. But if you know the words in Hebrews, it actually also means strangers.
这里外邦人不指的不完全指的是外国人，因为我们你和我曾经都进去是外国人。这里在希伯来语当中，这个外邦人这个语的这个词语，实际上的意思就是说陌生人的意思。
In other words, there will be people coming into your midst, and you don't know why they are coming to your midst because they are strangers to you, and yet God is calling them to join this vision because He has His temple for us to build.
那就是说，但你们当中会有一些人，这些人是陌生的，你不知道他们是谁，但是他们是有神的呼召来到你们当中的，为了一个目的，就是建造神的城墙。
So as GIBC, when all nations will come to you, come to it, and when all of us will be spreading our vision, our gospel to everyone that come across to our place, that's the time, that's the ministry that God wants us to be involved in.
那么我们这个作为 DIBC 呢，我们就要接受所有来自各方各面的人、外邦人来到我们当中，帮我们成就神的意象。这个时候就是我们让我们自己知道 DIBC 为什么存在的理由。
Yes, we are building a building, and yes, it is a physical building, but don't lose sight. It's the ministries that we are building.
那我也是的，我们要建造建堂，但是呢，我们建的并不是这个物体上的。的堂，我们要建的是这个属灵上的堂。
We are in the business of fulfilling the Great Commission. We are not in the business of building the bricks and the mortars.
我们要建的是神的堂，我们完成是神的大使命，并不是建筑那些砖和一砖一瓦。
But that when we are a part of this, that God would use it, and God would cause us.To be a part of that vision that's much bigger than we can imagine now.
那么我们要在当中的做一个分子的话，神就要用我们做我们这建成这个城墙的一个有力的一个部分。
And then let's look at the second part of this verse. It says, "And their kings will serve you."
但我们看第十三的第二句话，就是说他们的王必服侍你。
Yes, he said previously that even the kings shall submit to Christ.
在前面三节说过，即使是万王都要朝拜你。
Now the kings do not need to cease to be kings. The president can still be the president of the nation.
当然，这个总统或者是国王仍然做他的国王，仍然做他的总统。
But that all kingdoms and kings shall submit to the authority of Jesus Christ.
但是所有的国王和所有的总统都必须顺服于我们的主。
President Bush can be the president of the United States.And yet he is the one that is leading the country that is following Christ.
那么布什总统呢，他是美国的总统，但是他要带领全国的人都要顺从基督。
Now, the government grant religious freedom and for all beliefs to come and to be freely worshipped in this nation.
这就像我们的省长让所有的人都有共同的信仰，大家都有自由信仰。因为这是一个自由的国度。
But it does not mean that Christianity cannot be the founding purpose and the dominant belief of the country.
但是就此并不能否认美国是一个基督教为基础而建立的国家。
The beauty of this separation of the state and the religion is this.
这个宗教和政治分家的目的在于此。
So although there are hundreds of beliefs that are presented in this free country, people choose the truth.
那么虽然在美国是一个自由的国度，可以有宗教信仰，有多种信仰的在里存在，但是呢，人们呢选择了真正的真理。
That's why you and I are here in this room worshiping His name, knowing that this is the only truth.
就因为这样呢，我们才会到这里来，因为我们知道这是真正真理。
Unfortunately, my last statement is significantly undermined in today's culture when you look back into the history of the United States.
但是不幸的是，当你回顾美国历史的时候，你看到一些悲哀的事实。
The United States has been a very strong Judaism Christian country, a nation even up to the 40s and even the 50s.
美国一直到40到50年代都是一个非常强健的基督教国家。
But many have prophesied even back then, which we now verify, that the country was becoming more like a post-Judaism Christian country between the 60s and 70s on to the 90s.
但是那时候也有人意见，就是即使到50年代、60年代，到后来的年代呢，都是信基督教的。
And what is disappointing, or what is even worse than that word that I could come up with?It's the fact that this nation is even turning from all of that, but it's now more on the anti-Christ millennium time of the country.
但是令人感到悲哀的是，现在美国社会就越来越来转背离基督，变成很多的反基督的这个倾向和思想的已经开始泛滥了。
And if you don't believe what I just said, even in the state general convention of Oklahoma, thousands of churches gathered together, and they were only talking about three subjects.
当你在看到都联会的聚会的时候，你知道他们讨论的是三个主题。
How we as Southern Baptists ought to stand for our belief in this country.
我们作为美南浸信会，应该在我们在这个国度宣称我们所坚信的东西。
The three subjects are internet pornography.
第一个主题就是在晚上的还色情的广告。
High divorce rates.
还有那个很高的离婚率。
Deteriorating family units in support of the nation, which is the family is the fundamental part of the society.
第三条的就是家庭的溃裂。
It was the first conference I attended, and I was expecting, more like building of the Falls Creek Village, or talking about increasing so many churches or other things.
我第一次，因为我第一次参加周年会的会议，我的想象当中是这种会议上讨论的一定是关于怎么重建我们那个亲信会的这个退休阵地啊，或者是怎么样扩建教会之内的话题。
Some of the primary resolutions that the convention was focusing on were societal.
但是呢，我们在那个会上讲到的很多问题呢，这些节育呢，都是为了这个社会的福利的。
In fact, lottery, Brother John just mentioned a moment ago, was one of the major part of discussion also, because we had a pro-lottery governor vote elected.
这实际上呢是刚才那个江兄弟讲到的一个，就是关于赌博的那个决议呢是通过了，因为我们的这个州长呢是同意或者是主张愿意这个自由赌博的。
Now I'm not a politician. I'm not into the politics.
我自己本身不是个政治家，所以我不愿意谈政治。
Now the point that I'm going to say is the next words. That's why it says.Though in anger I struck you.
但是下面这句话是大家应该注意的，就是说我曾发怒击打你。
When an individual or even a nation go away and deserted the teaching of God, Jesus Christ, He will struck you.
当一个国家或者一个人背离神的道，走远的路的话，他会击打你的。
Now, God anticipated this objection by his people or his nations that he established.
但神知道他的民会背叛他。
In fact, he shows the same thing to the Jews who were justly afflicted in this very same manner because it has been, they have exceedingly provoked God.
就像他的，就是他的选民以色列人也已经多次的背叛过神。
Even with that, he gives them a very good and strong ground of hope.
尽管这样呢，他对以色列人仍然是给他们希望。
He thinks that a temporary chastisement, a striking, would humble them.
他知道这个临时性的打击会使他们变得谦卑。
And I hope that the United States now, even this country where we lived in,What truly understands the way that God works.
我希望美国会真正的理解神的深深的旨意。
That we truly understand the difference between what is cultural and what is biblical.
我们应该知道什么是文化上的区别，什么是属实灵命里的圣经上的区别。
Because so many of the things that we begin to tolerate or compromise is because that we thought the culture has changed and it come to this day, and so we ought to be accepting one another, regardless of the biblical principles.
那么我们之所以妥协的原因呢，是因为我们想这个文化是世界变化了，文化有各种多种文化的熔炉，我们应该有各种兼容的能力，但是忘记了我背离了我们圣经的教导。
Today I'm wearing a tie and I'm preaching here in suit. That's cultural.
那么说今天我站在这里带着领带穿着西装来布道，这个呢就是属于文化方面的一个趋势。
That's not biblical.
这个并不在圣经里边有什么描述。
But if I don't wear this and I don't wear ties and I'm preaching here, you will be surprised.
那如果我今天到这里来布道，没有带穿没有西装没有领带的话，你可能感到很惊讶。
So what is cultural? We need to understand that it does not need that biblical support or justification.
那么我知道有时候文化背景的影响呢，并不需要在圣经里边找到根据。
But what is biblical?Cannot be changed just because of the culture change.
但是呢，属神的圣经里的这个福音呢，是一句话也不能改变的，不能因为文化的改变而改变圣经里的这个教训。
God commands that you do not marry the same sex.
那个，因为在圣经里才说你不能娶这个同性的人。
And it's not because of the advancement of understanding of psychological effects of the particular individual that now we would legalize and accept the homosexuality.
那因为这个我们的对象呢，现在已经甚至接受了这个同性恋爱的结婚。
And it cannot be because that the internet and the website has advanced so much that culturally and socially we are able to support internet pornography.
那并不因为说是因为了有了这个网站，有很多的这个电网，我们可以上网，可以做很多在电网上做很多事情。因为这种改变，这种文化上的这个改变呢，使我们就要去支持这个网上的这些黄色的这些宣传。
It's because God don't demands that we do shall not last. Lust.
因为神告诉我们说，我们不应该顺从自己的肉欲。
Yet we are so often confused by what is culture and what is biblical.
但是我们在这个文化背景上和这个是圣经的教导上呢，经常混淆概念。
In fact, sometimes we also think that the international village Bible school that we are creating, that we are promoting to the outside world, is more cultural.
但有时候我们会认为说
biblical.
我们会认为我们在这里极力宣扬的这个国际村呢，对外来说是一种文化上的宣扬，而不是属这个圣经的这个灵命上的一种宣扬。
This International Village Bible School, whichever the name of this internet, this ministry that God is using us to do, is biblical.
那不管怎么说呢，我们这个国际村的这个组织学的这种建立呢，这种是符合圣经教导的。
And when you project the biblical values out of those cultural background and the practice, it brings about change in lives.
当我们用这个文化的背景来遵循圣经的这个道理，来提倡这个国际村的时候呢，那就是为了改变人的生命。
And we have witnessed people coming to Christ, making their decision and their commitments through this ministry that we are doing.
通过我们这个施工呢，我们看到很多人到神面前来改变了他们的生命。
Yet more are coming.
更多的人还来。
Because even the kings shall serve you.
因为即使是王都要侍奉我们的耶稣主耶稣基督。
But in anger I struck him.
但是这里说的是，在我曾发怒要击打你。
But praise the Lord, the next sentence he says, in favor I show you compassion.
但是感谢主，下一句话都是现今却施怜悯，施恩怜怜悯你。
God can be provoked by the offenses that we made against him.
对，我因为我们背离神的话，神会发怒，会击打我们。
But his compassion and his mercy is so great.
但他的怜悯和慈悲是那么样的伟大。
That even in what he was doing, he remembered in wrath that he remembered mercy.
即使在他的愤怒当中，他也不忘记对我们的怜悯和慈悲。
In favor, I show you compassion.
这里说的在施恩怜悯你。
You know, oftentimes we think that the kingdoms change. Many countries and nations have developed and rise, and some of them fall. And we think that this event just happened by chance.
我们知道的很多国家呢，消完了，很多国家兴起了，这个国度变化很多。我们有时候会认为这是不是一个偶然的事件
？And we think that it's just common lot of the world.
我们觉得是不是世界就这样
？But here in this passage, God was telling the Jews in captivity that He reminds the Jews that what is the course of that change, and that they may not be judged because of it, because of the fact.
这里虽然讲到万般的消完，那么在这里呢，他是为了提醒这个在被掳的以色列人，就是说，即使在被掳当中，你们也要不能忘记神的教训。
Because the Jews might think that the same thing when in the consequence of the at this time they were in captivity, but in the consequence of the kingdom of the Babylonians that have been overturned.They were restored to liberty.
虽然在当时讲这个真理的时候，以色列人是被掳的，他们在巴比伦被陷，巴比伦陷落之后他们被掳，但是这个希望是告诉他们说，你们会能够重回旧地，重建家园。
But they were not the one that were able to do it all by themselves.
但是以色列人自己本身凭他们自己的能力不能够做到。
God was testifying to them that.The rises and the nations are under the providence of Himself.
这里是神界告诉他们说，这些万国的兴起和以色列家园的复兴呢，是靠着神对他们的恩典和神的大能。
He is the one that is in charge, that is in His sovereign control, determines the nations' rises and the nations' fall.
是神以他的大能决定了这个国家的兴亡的。
If we do not see that.We would, like the atheist people, shutting our eyes and seeing that everything is happening just by chance.
那么我们就像那个无神论者一样的，因为万事的发生都是一种自然规律，或者是一种偶然事件。
Personally, I'm from China, and you know that China had gone through cultural revolutions in 1960s and 70s.
我自己从中国来的，你们知道的，中国在70年代发生过文化大革命。
And the calamity that was brought upon that nation was so great, it was beyond understanding, beyond human understanding.
这灾难之深重是人类无法理解的。
The benefits of that.Is that it struck down the stronghold of Buddhist belief that has been there over 5,000 years?
但是呢，也彻底摧毁了这在中国5000年的佛教的这个影响。
And now Christians just flourish and flooded the nation because the people were ready for any belief that is available.
那么现在呢，当基督教传入中国的时候，大家就像干枯的这个土地接受了雨露一样的。非常欣然地接受基督教的影响。
And yet how unprepared we are when the country is ready and is open to Christian belief.
那么当这个干枯的大地张开翅膀迎接我们基督教的时候，我们自己呢发现自己并没有做好充分的准备。
We let the Mormons go, we let the Jehovah Witnesses go, we let all of this go.
我们让摩门教和各种各样的教的都流入到中国去了。
But at least they are Christianity, they are Christian belief.
但至少呢，他们是相信基督教的。
But then we let the Muslims flourish, and then we let the Buddhists build beautiful, magnificent temples.
但同时呢，我们也允许那些伊斯兰教了或者佛教了都进入中国，也建了那个佛教呢建了很多很辉煌的殿堂。
But at least they advocate some kind of religious beliefs and some kind of promoting some kind of good deeds, teaching people the good moral values.
但是至少呢，他们也提倡一些宗教信仰，至少提倡就是一些好的道德观念。
But then we let the Hollywood go, we let the internet pornography go, we let the everything pluralist go.
但是呢，我们也让那个好莱坞的电影也流到中国去了，或者各种各样的那种怀旧污秽的东西都流到中国去了。
And so people thought, going to heaven, there are 100 ways. Every God can lead you to it.
那这里呢，有人还这样宣称说，条条大路都通罗马，所以一切的路都通天堂。
They confused the whole country, the whole world.
如果这样说的话，就是混淆视听了。
How prepared are we, even from this nation, even for this heartland of the United States, be used by God greatly and mightily, because the gospel is ready, the country is readily available for this belief, for this truth.
那么我们做好准备了吗？我们作为这个中美国中部美国新西兰的这一个地方的人，我们当我们要在中国的土地敞开，要我们接受我们的福音的时候，我们自己做好有充分的力量去传播神的福音了吗？
Verse 11，
请大家看十一节。
And this, the reason I'm saying verse 11 is this international village, this ministry that we are involved in needs to be part of this big picture that God has given us through this vision.
那么我们讲的这里就是国际村必须要成为神给我们的意象的一个部分。
God is opening the door everywhere, but particularly now, of course, in China, the world's largest populated country.
虽然神在全世界都打开了门，但是特别在中国，因为中国是世界上人口最众多的国家。
And when the door is open, nobody can shut it.
但这个门敞开之后，没有人能够把这门再把门关上。
But if we Christians do not do our part,
如果我们不尽我们的力的话，
You can imagine the result of possible calamities that could be brought upon the country either way.
那么你就可以设想到灾难可能会再度降临中国。
Today, China has the world's largest Christian population in the range of 80 to 90 million people. Do you know that?
在中国这么一个博大人口的国家里，基督教占有很大的比例。
Yet, of course, in relation to its base of population, the percentage-wise is still among the lowest.
但是用这个百分比的这个例数来看的话，那个百分比还是很小的，因为中国的人口实在太多了。
Yet there is so much more work to do.
所以呢，我们有很多工要做。
Then the next verse says, "Your gate shall always stand open."
下一段说的是你的门呢要昼夜不关。
When we talk about an open gate, it often indicates that the danger is far off. That's why the gate is open.
当我们讲到这个门昼夜不关的时候呢，经常表示就是说没有危险了，所以你可以夜不闭户。
And yes, we as Christians in this church and in the church in the congregations that he is causing to congregate,We are under a perfect safe protection and the guardianship of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们作为一个教会来到这里来是受到神完全的保护的。
And our gate, our church, the door must be open at all times.
我们教会的门应该是昼夜开门，昼夜开着的。
Of course here he is particularly saying that our gate shall stand open and open so that the riches of the nations will come to you.
这里说到你的门应该是昼夜不关，所以使得所有的万般的国和民都能够来到这里。
In fact, he's saying that not only the gate is open in the daytime, but it is open in the night times.
这里说的是不仅是白天不关，夜里边也夜不闭户。
Because there's such a vast number of people crowd towards and bringing their precious treasures and bring themselves towards his people.
因为这里说的列藩把列国的财物都带来归你。
The kings, David and I, so that men can bring in the wealth of the nations, and their kings were led in triumphal procession.
这样的话，他们的君王也牵引而来。
When we are talking about these people coming to us with wealth, with themselves,
当我们讲到这些人带着他们的财物来，带着他们自己个人来到你面前。
Don't just interpret it in view of the physical terms that they are bringing gold and monies to you.
不要从这个物质意义上来理解，说他们带着金银财宝而来。
And they could be in its physical terms. Like I said, it's highly figurative.
也可能是从物质上带来的，因为整个这个章节讲的是一个比喻的这个用这个手法来解的。
But I believe that if we were going to begin building His kingdom, and we think of this kingdom that is growing.In his way and in his timing, we must submit our will to him. This is not for ourselves.
当我们想到这个是为了建神的国、神的强的时候，我们就必须把自己的愿望呢顺服于他。而因为这个建的这个国和这个强呢，不是为我们自己而建的。
You know, yesterday we had a long and good building committee meeting talking about the phase 1, phase 2, and phase 3 building of the church we are going to do on our 10-acre promised land.
昨天我们建堂委员会的讨论了很长时间，就讲到我们教会的建堂的一步一步的建堂的这个过程。
But let me warn you that even from today, if you think of those pieces of buildings are just for you,
那么我想要警告你，今天就是如果你认为那个建坛那个坛建坛是为了你而建的，
You're not going to get it. We are a group of only 60, 70, 80 people. Why do we need that big a facility?
那么这个坛就建不成，因为什么呢？我们只有六七十个人，为什么我们需要那么大的坛呢？
His ministry is not for our church, is not even for our work, not for our families, not for our ambitions, not for the material things of this world.
他的叫我们建坛的目的并不是我们个人的野心，也不是为了我们个人的目的，也不是为了我们在座的人，他是为了更大的一个意向。
What he is about to do in us and through us is for his own kingdom.
他要建立他的王国。
So what is his kingdom? What is this international village we are talking about?
那么这他的王国是什么呢？我们讲的这个国际村是什么一个意思呢？
Let me tell you what some of these people are saying about PIBC.
我们这里来讲一讲有的人对 PIBC 的评价。
PIBC is a church where the love of Christ compels us. It is where the seeds of the gospel are planted in the hearts of the unbelievers. It is where the believers are nurtured to be godly men and women. God knew the best way to express his love to us, and he did it through TIBC.
这里有一些评价呢，就是讲说TIBC 呢不仅只是TIBC 呢不仅是一个普通教会，它是神的爱激励我们，它这个地方呢是神的福音得到传播，它的神的福音播种在这些非基督徒的心中，它是非基督徒的人呢可以转向于神崇拜神，是男女老少都来这里崇拜神，神知道他的最好的方法去表现我们的爱的地方，他通过 TIBC 来完成他的旨意。
TIBC is a diverse melting pot of people from many different countries and cultures. As one preacher said, it is a glimpse of what heaven will be like. We are not a big church in size, but we are like a small steadily beating heart, pumping hundreds if not thousands of believers, attendees, and visitors out and around the world. This is our mission, and we will continue to do it in love.
这里说的是 TIBC 是一个像一个大熔炉，它把各世界各国的各种文化背景的人都带到一块来了，就像一个牧师说到过的一样，说这个如果天坛是什么样子的话，那看起来就是像 TIBC 这个样子。我们在那个从那个我们的教会来说，并不是个大教堂，但是呢，我们是一个很小的，而且是不断的有这个像那个冲压机一样的冲船的这么一个机器，它把很多这个很多的人到我们这里来，都接受了神的福音。很多人到我们这里来，然后就走到世界上去，把福音传到这里去。所以我们像一个不断的一个冲船，像一个冲压机，把那个这些人呢带到世界上去。这就是我们的使命我们要继续完成我们的使命完成我们的使命，带着基督的爱完成我们的使命。
Let me get a short one.TIBC is a place that Christians from different parts of the world can accept and work together for the common goal, to share the good news of Jesus Christ with our fellow men. TIBC is where you can find love and acceptance of God and wonderful Christian fellowship.
这里讲的就是 TIBC 是一个是从世界各地来的人和各处来的人都能够一块共同为了一个共同的目标，在一块共同侍奉主，来共同分享基督的福音，而且呢是一个地方，我们可以在这里找到爱，找到对神的接受神，而且是有很好的基督徒的团体。
I don't have the time to read all of this, but I didn't write up any of this.
没有时间把这些一一说出来，这些都是我们教会的人对 TIBC 所做的评语。
But all of these are in that flip journal that each of you has a copy when we celebrated the 12th anniversary.
这是我们在台历的时候庆祝十二周年的台历上的这些话语的摘录。
And just for today and today only, for those visitors that do not have a copy of that flip journal and you'd like to have a copy, come to me and we'll give you a special price just for today.
那么今天如果来拜访的会众，如果是你想要我们的那个台历的话，今天是一个特价，你用很低的价就可以得到我们的一份台历。
It's a beautiful one. But what it says is this, that this congregation is the international village.
这里讲的就是我们教会本身就是一个国际村。
The everyday life of this families that are coming together worship the Lord.We are the makeup of the international village.
我们自己有各来自世界各处的人到这里来敬拜主，我们自己本身就是一个国际村。
Look at verse number 12.
请看大家看十二节。
For the nation or kingdom that will not serve you will perish. It will be utterly ruined.
哪一邦哪一国不侍奉你就必灭亡，也必全然荒废。
Now here Isaiah looks at something higher than the building.Of a visible temple.
这里以赛亚看到的不仅只是一个可见的殿堂。
For he intends to talk about the obedience of the kings and the nobles and certainly the civilians to come to Christ.
这里讲到是各国的君王和外邦人都来到神的面前。
Yet he warned the nations and he says the nation, I say and I repeat, the nation shall be utterly ruined if they do not come to Christ.
这里讲的是，如果他们不这些万般的万国，他们不来到神的面前的话，他们必灭亡，也必荒废。
Then it goes on, and it says that the glory of Lebanon will come to you, the pine, the fir, and the cypress together, to adorn the place of my sanctuary, and I will glorify the place of my feet.
这里说的黎巴嫩的荣耀就是松树、杉树、槐树都归一同归你，你要为修饰我圣所之地，我要使我的脚踏之处得荣耀。
Isaiah again here employs a metaphor. He enumerates these things which at that time were necessary for building, such as you know the fir tree, the pine and the cypress.
这里以赛亚用的是一个比喻的方式，而且他用了很多的这些词或那些的装饰品的话，在当时来说是这个叫殿堂来说是很必要的，比如说是松树、杉树、槐杨树之类的。
These trees were grown in Lebanon. It was a forest abounding country, as we know.
因为这些树当时是在黎巴嫩是很茂盛的一些植物。
But if you look at this congregation, this church of Christ, he's referring to each of you are the building, a part of this body of Christ. You are the first, you are the cypress, you are the box tree, is another term for it.
那么他这里说的是我们尊重所有的人呢、啊、如果你用一个比喻来看待的话，我们当中的人本身就代表了这种各种各样的树，就是这个神的里神国里头也丰盛的第一步，你是首先来的，你是第一来的，你代表了这些树。
And then he says, For I will glorify the place of my feet.
他就说我要使我的脚踏之处得荣耀。
You think about this room, that this is just a place for his feet. What does it mean?
那么想一想这个殿堂自己本身就是神的脚踏之地，这个是什么意思呢？
That means that he dwells in the temple in such a manner that his majesty cannot be contained by this little building.
那就是说他住在这个当中，他的荣耀他的光华是不能被这个教堂所容纳的。
The 10 acre land is not big enough even for just one foot of Jesus Christ.
那么十亩的之地，我们的应许之地呢，大它就之大，就是连神的一只脚也容不下的。
The majesty, the greatness of God is so magnificentthat if we do not catch that vision and have a glimpse of that vision and be willing to be used for his vision, that his people will perish.
那么就是他的神的国度之大，他的荣耀之辉煌，他的能力之博大，不是我们所能够必以一见一照的，但是我们呢可以看到他要我们做的事是为了完荣耀他的名，是为了做他的工当中的一份。
It goes on to say in verse 14 that the sons of your oppressors will come bow before you, and all who despise you will bow down at your feet. and will call you the city of the Lord, Zion of the Holy One of Israel.
看第十四节，他来说，受来苦待你的，他的子孙都必屈身来救你，藐视你的都要在你脚下跪拜，他们要称你为耶和华的城，为以色列圣者的锡安。
Here he continues on the same subject. He's talking about that splendid scene of his plan of redemption being fulfilled.
这里讲的是神所给赐给的他的保护，他所他赦免的他的荣耀。
And you and I are certainly part of the great redemptive plan that he has for the mankind.
我们就是他所赎买的一个很大的土地当中的很小的一个部分。
But he warned us that when we do his work, there will be people oppressing us, persecuting us, cursing us.
那么他也坚持地说，当我们做成就他的事的时候，就有人诅咒我们，藐视我们，也逼迫我们。
But he promised us that he who persecutes you, he who despises you, shall come before you and bow down humbly before her, meaning the church.
但是这里也讲到是藐视你的，逼迫你的，也来到你的面前，屈身救你，来你脚下跪拜。
We as his people, now is the time to arise and to shine, for his plan is being carried out.
我们作为他的人，应该发出光辉，承继他给我们旨意。
Are you excited by now?
你现在感到受激动了没有？
In a moment when we start the invitation hymns,
当我们开始这个呼召的诗的时候，
I want to invite you for those that are visiting or who probably do not know who Christ is.
你们当中有人可能是在这礼拜反甚至不认识基督的。
That today you know the sovereignty of the Lord over your life and even over the nations that you are from.
今天呢，你知道神的大能呢，不仅是照耀着你，也照耀着你所来自的国度。
That you know the way he works.
你知道神的旨意是怎么样成就的。
You know who his son Jesus Christ is.
你知道他的儿子基督是谁。
I want to challenge you to take this time to accept him and to know God I didn't know and then I had to let my life go on this long without knowing you.
我让你敞开心胸接受他，接受基督，说我的生命已经那么长的时间荒废掉了，而没有认识您。
That you come to him.
你现在就到基督面前来。
And for those that may be believers and you are just visiting and looking for a church or doing something and you don't know how can it be a part of that great plan that God has for you and for the people around you.
如果说你本身就是只是一个基督徒，但是还没有一个基督教会做你的家的话，你还在寻找神的这个大的意向当中，你愿意做这个意向当中的一个分子的话，
This is the right spiritual church home for you.
那么这个就是一个很好的属灵的家。
You come.
你到我们这里来。
Let's start the hymnal invitation.
让我们开始呼召。